AP Update. I'm Carlotta Bradley. We're just hours away from a special curfew going into effect for the city of Baltimore. AP correspondent Warren Levinson joins us live from the neighborhood where a pharmacy was set on fire Monday. Warren?
Carlotta, 24 hours later, the crowd on this corner is not a threatening crowd. It has been at times a festive one. Plainclothes drill team just marched by here, but that is not to say it is not an angry crowd. Indict, convict, jail, reads one sign, referring to the six Baltimore police officers in whose custody Freddie Gray died. Riot-equipped police are much in evidence, and on the heels of rioting, the neighborhood has entered into a kind of truce with the force. One middle-aged black woman walking by a parking lot where sheriff's officers were mustering said approvingly, "You're ready for those punks this time." Only she didn't say punks, but a much harder, harsher word. Carlotta?
Warren Levinson joining us live from Baltimore. Of course, the city remains under a state of emergency. AP Update.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.